Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to another edition of the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast, a game recap for December 30th, 2015, the final home game of the 2015 calendar year. And Magic fans made it through that one, that's for sure, and they got a win, and that's probably the most important thing. But it was not pretty as the Orlando Magic defeated the Brooklyn Nets 100-93 over at the Amway Center, and a really ugly game for the Magic. They were just kind of lethargic, not really into it all game, but they turned it up when they needed to at the very end. Just a 10-0 run over the final 2 minutes or so to close the game out, take a 7-point lead, and win the game. And in that stretch, the Magic really had their defensive intensity up. They were moving the ball really well. I think the run started when Nikola Vucevic fed Tobias Harris for a layup as he cut through the lane and came open. And the Magic just, they had the plays at the end of the game that Brooklyn didn't. But, you know, throughout the game, it really felt like the Magic were the better team. It was just about whether they were going to assert themselves. And the issue throughout the night was the Magic just didn't do it. It was just a slow, lethargic night, and it really started at the tip.
Yeah, and we had the one with Tobias, before that. So, you know, we had two nice passing plays at the end. We had a hard time all night really getting anything going. We were kind of in slow motion. And, so it was a game we had to try to find a way at the end. Somebody needed to make plays for us, and those two guys made two good plays.
Of course, that's kind of been the MO for the Magic for a while now. They seem to do just enough to win these types of games. It was said kind of jokingly by me, off air, off Twitter, to a couple of the other writers. But these games against a team like Brooklyn, against a team like New Orleans, even on Monday, although the Magic I think generally played pretty well Monday, the Magic seemed to do just enough. They seemed to have that big spark of defense for about 5-6 minutes. They're able to pummel their opponents, able to get that push and get better and take a lead, and then they just hold on. Tonight it took a little bit longer for that to happen. The Magic really didn't pick up their energy until the third quarter. Victor Oladipo checked in, and I believe the Magic went on a run that cut a 10-point lead down to 3. And from there, it was a game, and it was just about whether the Magic were going to execute sharply and crisply, or if they were going to kind of let things slip away. And, you know, for the longest time, the Magic have not had that defensive consistency. Tonight, it really was their defense that sparked their offense, which is, I think, how Scott Skiles wants the team to play. It wasn't pretty at all. It wasn't clean. The Magic had 17 turnovers, leading to 20 Brooklyn points. It was really sloppy. Victor Oladipo had 5 turnovers on his own. Bad plays, the kind of plays that Scott Skiles said we hadn't seen since the preseason, even just guys staring down a receiver and making it easier for the defense to read the pass. Ball squirting through the hands, just not crisp passes, miscommunications all up and down the floor. It was a frustrating night offensively, but once the Magic got that energy in the third quarter to come back in this game, their defense really carried the day. And when they needed stops at the end of the game, they got them, and that fed into their offense, which was a very, very good thing.
I think it was big for us. A lot of times we let our offense affect our defense, and tonight our offense obviously wasn't very good, and our defense was, you know, kind of up and down. But at the end of the game, we really tied it up, and we made some big plays defensively, forced some turnovers, and that was great for us. It was great to see. So we have to be able to do that. We always talk about, even if the offense is not working, you have to, you know, be able to defend. And I think we did that tonight at the end of the game, and it shows growth.
There certainly is something to that notion that the Magic showed growth tonight in winning just a really ugly, ugly, ugly game. They clearly didn't have their best stuff. They were just off kilter all night. But, you know, there were a few plays that really did spark Magic and bring them back to life and help them find the energy to win this game. Because, again, this is no offense to the Brooklyn Nets. The Magic just looked like the better team. It was just a matter of whether they were going to assert themselves and take this game and play with the precision and focus that they needed to do to do that. It was tough for the Magic to find that from the very beginning. They were kind of set back a little bit. Elfrid Payton, he's been playing with a sprained left ankle. He sprained his right ankle Monday against the Pelicans, and then he came down with an illness that kept him out of shoot-around on Wednesday. Scott Skiles decided to give him a go after talking with athletic trainer Keon Weiss and talking with Peyton. Peyton obviously wants to play. He does not like to sit out, and it's you ask him if he's thinking about sitting out to let those ankles rest, and he's not having any of that. But Skiles said he would monitor his minutes and determine if he would keep him in, and they played him. They saw how he looked, and he just didn't have it tonight. He played only 448 in the game. Just clearly didn't quite happen. So the Magic were kind of set back immediately from there. But really, where I think this game turned was Victor Oladipo's presence defensively in the third quarter, and really even beyond that, a play that Tobias Harris made off right when Victor Oladipo checked in. Victor Oladipo had to shoot a three. Nobody boxed out Tobias Harris, and he went in and did a putback dunk. But Oladipo had a somewhat inconsistent game, but in the third quarter, he came in and just locked down Shane Larkin and on defense, and that really sparked the Magic. And it was a game where the defense was the catalyst, and that's what Scott Skiles wants to see. And so if that's a lesson that's learned from an ugly win like this, that's a good lesson for this team to have. And it was good to see Victor Oladipo play this way. I mean, you look at Oladipo's stat line, and I'll have this in the sidebar on Thursday. Oladipo scores 12 points, 3 for 11 shooting, 2 for 5 from beyond the arc, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 5 turnovers, but plus 15. And you know, typically I'm not a big plus-minus guy for individual games, but considering the rest of the bench, no one was better than Aaron Gordon's plus 8, who ended up finishing the game as well. So the 7 of those 8 at least come in those final 2 minutes. And again, Oladipo, 7 of the 15 come in those final 2 minutes. But no one else had a really high plus-minus off the Magic bench. Oladipo was really a big catalyst on the defensive end, and he's had his offensive struggles. They're well-documented. He knows about it. He addressed them directly after the game, saying, I know what's being said about me, and it doesn't matter. If you're not watching me play defense, if you're not watching me give all my effort and you're still criticizing me, then you're frankly not watching the games. I think that's, maybe a little short-sighted, because yes, he does need to be more efficient offensively, and he's shooting really, really poorly at the basket especially, and that's something that he has to do efficiently to reach the levels that he wants to reach, and that's just constructive criticism, to be frank. But defensively, Oladipo is all there right now, and when he really plays strong defense, it sparks his team, and he knows that, and that's kind of been his role now, is to be that defensive spark off the bench more than anything else. Although I think it is possible that he could get a call on John Wall on Friday. As the Magic try to figure out what to do with Elfrid Payton and his injury and monitor his recovery. But the good news is tonight, if there is a silver lining tonight, the Magic got back to defense. The Nets did not get a score point per possession tonight. One of the first times in a while that's happened. It might be back-to-back games now that's happened, if I'm not mistaken. And so defense really, really became the catalyst for this team, and that's always a good sign.
I mean, that's the key for us, especially if our shots aren't falling. And even if the ball isn't moving the way it should, is to, be locked in defensively. It's obviously we're a better defensive team when we're playing better offense, and I think that's just human nature for basketball players. So it's just something that we ought to get better at.
And that's kind of been a common refrain and a theme throughout the season. The defense has to be the constant, has to be the consistent thing from this team in order for it to be successful. And the Magic, I felt like, got a little bit back to that tonight. They kept themselves in the game until they finally woke up. Once the energy was there, and when this team plays with energy, they're very competitive and a very good team. And they did a lot of good things tonight throughout. Now, it wasn't a pretty game by any stretch of the imagination. Against a good team, again, Brooklyn being, 9-23 at this juncture of the season, they're not a great team. Against a good team, yeah, the Magic are going to struggle. They're gonna have their they're gonna have their issues if they don't play with energy. Scott Skiles said after the game that this game really reminded him of the win against Denver, where the Magic just you know, he said after that game, even, I'm not sure if our defense was good or if they played bad. And I think he ultimately concluded they played bad. That was the kind of ugly game that the Magic don't win last year, to be frank. And that was just a really ugly game. The Magic, but they found a way to stay in that game and found a way to win that game on the road. Tonight was much the same. The Magic found a way to stay in the game and give themselves a chance to win and then took that chance. More than anything, they took that chance. Going 10-0 on a 10-0 run to end the game. And, you know, going from down three to win by seven is a huge step for this team. To get to 100 points, they ended up, you know, as bad as they played, you look at the numbers, they ended up scoring more than 100 points per possession and giving up less than 100 points per possession. They beat their averages in both offensive and defensive rating. You watch the game, it didn't seem like that at all. And so that was certainly part of it. And you know, it's hard to be overly critical. You know, it's not hard to be overly critical here. You know, they didn't play with the right energy, but at the same time, you're going to have games like this in an 82-game schedule, and that was something they reminded us as the media throughout the evening was, yeah, you know, we didn't have our best stuff, but we found a way to win. And it's an 82-game schedule. You're going to lay some eggs every once in a while offensively, and that's what happened to some extent tonight. You know, sometimes you have to grind it out, and that's what this team did. But at the end of the day, there is a belief that's beginning to be formed, and certainly being at 19-13 at the end of the 2015 calendar year is a huge step forward for this team, and something that shouldn't be forgotten as you know, we turn the page from December to January and get ready to look ahead to the rest of the season, essentially the second half of the season coming up now that we're 32 games into the year. This is a team that has some buy-in now and a team that is finding different ways to win and, even with all the struggles, winning.
I think we're starting to believe in ourselves. I think we're getting confidence that we know that the system works, that the coaching staff is really pointing us in the right direction. I know I've said that from day one, that this coaching staff has done a great job with us, really given us a sense of direction, a plan to follow and go out there and execute, and we're going to get wins. And I think we've done that so far. We still have a lot of things to get better at, but we're doing really well so far.
So the Magic did a good job closing out this homestand. Tobias Harris, I should note, specifically mentioned the crowd and mentioned the crowd of illicit 18,397 and the energy they brought to the game when the Magic brought the energy to them as well. You know, there is definitely for the first time in this rebuild, there's definitely a groundswell of support and definitely the Amway Center is looking more full than ever. Of course, holiday season helps a little bit, but we'll see how that carries over as, you know, this team is squarely in the playoff race as we turn to January, which I don't think any of us, even the most, you know, maybe the most optimistic of us thought that. I was definitely on the conservative side as far as my predictions, but it's certainly surprising and in a good way. And, you know, I talk a lot about what they can do better and holding them to a higher standard. But the bottom line is they're delivering and winning these games, and that matters too. Even if there's some concerns over stretches, such as the defense of late or maybe the offense earlier in the year or Victor Oladipo's role or whatever the case may be. This team is delivering. And, you know, I want to bring this special point up. You know, Victor has had his struggles, and I talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, in the recap tonight. And he's faced criticism. I mean, I spent the second half of Wednesday's game talking to fans about Oladipo and his struggles, and you know, I've spent a lot of time talking about his role and what his preferred role is on this team and how he fits into this team's future. And I'm someone that still believes in him. I still think he can be a star, and he's taken a step back this year offensively. But it is also important to remember a few other things, that he is a really good defender, and he's proven himself to be a really valuable piece. He has use on this team and is an important player on this team, even if his offensive numbers aren't great or he's not efficient. You know, maybe he's not the all-star we all thought he was, but he's still a very, very good and very, very valuable player. And, you know, he, you know, somewhat surprisingly kind of directly addressed his critics in the post game, and I want to make sure I play that for you, the fans, because you know you in case you didn't hear it, and maybe I buried the lead here, but in case you didn't hear it, you know, Oladipo, you know, directly addressed the people who seem to be doubting him, who seem to be, you know, wondering what's wrong with him, and is, you know, kind of saying, you know, I know what my role is on this team. The offense will come. I'm still going to be great, but right now we're winning, and I'm doing what I need to do and what my team needs me to do in order to win.
It is what it is. You know what I mean? I just go out there and, you know, play as hard as I can. You know, a lot of people are worried about, you know, the numbers and me not shooting well and me not finishing well. And at the end of the day, yeah, I'm not, but we're winning. So, I mean, I'm doing what I can to help win. You know, I'm going in there and playing as hard as I can and trying. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. You know what I mean? People going to hate. People going to be upset about it. People have their opinions. But I really don't care. I'm going to be great either way. You know what I mean? So what? You know, I'm going to figure it out. I've been figuring out everything my whole life. So I've been through trials and tribulations too. So, but we're winning. So, again, it doesn't really matter about people's opinions. Just going to go out there and play.
Winning certainly has that effect on people. And, you know, Oladipo again was incredibly honest in that moment and throughout his press conference. I believe Basketball Insiders has the full video of his media availability after the game and some of the other comments he said. And, you know, he said he's getting motivation from the people who are doubting him right now, as he should. And, you know, we hope, I mean, yeah, you can't ignore the offensive numbers, you know, especially if a guy claims to want to be a superstar and wants to be kind of held to that standard and play that role. You can't ignore it. But right now, in that six-man role, he can be a little less efficient. He's done a really good job rebounding the ball. I looked it up. He's fourth or fifth among all guards in total rebound rate, which is a really incredible stat, you know, for him. He's doing a lot, you know, for his position at position on the glass. He's been good passing the ball, actually. He's been really good on assists. Tonight was kind of an aberration in his inability to pass the ball well and find guys open. You know, really the big thing he has to work on is finishing at the rim better and making shots. And once he does that, I think he will have that kind of complete game that the Magic need from him, or the Magic expect from him, or the Magic suspected they were, you know, going to get from him this year. I mean, again, he's a young guy. He's still learning the league, learning how to play with pressure, learning how to play within a system, and learning to win for the first time. And, you know, some of the things that he does are really important to winning, and that includes his defensive energy and kind of his leader as a defender. You know, if you're looking for a comparison, I think he's much more talented than I think he's got as much talent as Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. You know, being a defensive stopper on the wing, being a defensive linchpin on the wing. But I think he also has a better offensive game than Michael Kidd-Gilchrist even right now. So, you know, this is a guy that has a lot of talent, not someone that the Magic should give up on, not a guy that the Magic should just trade for trading's sake. I think they've got time to make that decision. Certainly, you know, don't judge it off of this game, but, you know, Oladipo, he knows he's struggling and he's working on it, and I have no doubt that he's working on it. You know, so you know, I'm not worried about him in the future, but you know, a decision does have to be made a little ways down the road. And yes, you are ultimately judged on what you produce, and so you know, take that for what you will. But you know, as for tonight's game, again, ugly win, but a win nonetheless, and that's how you want to spend your new year. The Magic getting ready to go back out on the road, road heavy January coming up, so. Don't expect a lot of the game recaps coming up soon, but a big road trip coming up next is the Magic take on the Wizards, the Cavs, and the Pistons before coming home to face the Pacers. Another really important game as these Eastern Conference games are going to be incredibly important. Coming up soon as well, the Magic are heading to London, January 14th. The Magic will be in London to take on the Toronto Raptors in what is nominally a home game, but is in London as well. So once again, the final score, running through the stats real fast. I haven't done that yet. Running through the stats real fast, Nikola Vucevic scored 20 points, 9 for 18 shooting, 9 rebounds. Tobias Harris, another solid game, 12 points, 8 rebounds, 5 of 13 shooting. Evan Fournier, 17 points, 5 of 12 shooting. Again, the Magic didn't shoot very well, 43.9% from the floor, 19 of 21 from the foul line, 9 of 26 from beyond the arc. Oladipo had 12 points, Aaron Gordon 10, for the Magic. So once again, the final score, the Orlando Magic defeat the Brooklyn Nets 100-93 over at the Amway Center. Have a very happy new year, everyone. We'll see you in 2016 here on the Orlando Magic Daily Podcast. This has been Philip Rossman-Reich. Thanks for listening.